Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We completed the chapter on Tahajjud Salat, the importance, the length and the duration of the Tahajjud Salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter we went on to the virtues of Laylatul Qadr and which night it is, the discussion amongst the ulama as to the different views and the different opinions and the different aqwal of the ulama as far as the night of Laylatul Qadr is concerned. And yesterday we did the dua that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I see the signs of Laylatul Qadr, then what dua should I read? So she asked if I know, or if I were to know that it is Laylatul Qadr, meaning if I were to see the signs and I were to know that it is Laylatul Qadr, then what dua should I read? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told a very beautiful dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innaka afuun, you are of pardoning, you pardon frequently. And then Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tuhibbul afwa, you. When that occasion does come, when the time comes and a person has to read these du'as, then he already knows it, it's already on his tongue. He's already got these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his tongue. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Siwaki wa Khisali al-Fitrati, the chapter on the virtue of the miswak and the qualities of natural disposition. One is miswak, which we know, but what is meant by this qualities of natural disposition is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every creation of his with some natural qualities, natural disposition, inherent, instinctive, intrinsic qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in every creation. And these qualities that we refer to in insan, they are known as fitrat salima, that this natural, clean, pure dispensation that Allah, or disposition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every person, this is known as fitrat. Now from amongst this fitrat is to clean the mouth. Then we will go through the, as the days that we will go through the different natural disposition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is starting with the miswak. And the reason for that is because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he emphasized on cleaning the mouth, emphasized the use of the miswak. We'll see as the hadiths go, how much emphasis Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave on the miswak. So nice thing to do is for us to keep a miswak at the place where we make wuzu. So then we are reminded that I need to make miswak. This is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith it is mentioned in Sunan al-Kubra that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصلاه التي يشتاق لها على الصلاه التي لا يشتاق لها 70 مره كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. That salat wherein a person makes miswak, he uses the miswak, compared to that salat that a person makes without using the miswak, the salat with the miswak is multiplied 70 times. 70 times more reward he's getting just because for that salat he had made miswak. Now there's a discussion amongst the ulama that should the miswak be made at the time of salah or should it be made at the time of wudu. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah is of the opinion that it should be made at the time of wudu. That this miswak, in other words, if a person uses the miswak and then he, at the time when he's making wudu, and then thereafter he reads his salat, he'll still get the reward as though he had made miswak. For doesn't matter how many salahs he reads thereafter. However, he mentions that it is mustahab that if a person makes his wudu and then he reads his salah immediately, at that point he is getting the reward of making miswak. But however, it is preferred, it is mustahab that if he is making wuzu and he is reading multiple salahs, in other words he is keeping the wuzu for long, then before every salah it is mustahab now to make miswak again, because this person is in munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if he makes miswak before reading salah, he is making miswak with a clean mouth. He's making miswak and then he's talking and he's having a communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean mouth. So this shows that it is from the natural disposition of man that he should be clean also. And this cleanliness of the mouth, how many things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us? We did the washing of the hands before and after eating, and we did the cleanliness of the clothing, we did so many different types of cleanliness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, that has got to do with using the miswak and keeping the mouth clean. In fact, it was asked, we'll do the hadith and we'll do more. It was asked of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that what was the thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin with when he would enter the house. Then she said he would begin with miswak. In other words, he would come in, make salam naturally. He would make miswak. So one of the first things he would do, he was so careful of the rights of the people in the house that there shouldn't be any type of bad odor that is coming out of my mouth. And the first thing that he would do when he would wake up, he would make miswak, because sometimes a foul smell does come from the stomach. It comes into the mouth when a person wakes up. So he would make miswak. So the angels also, it wasn't a case for Rasulullah ﷺ where the angels would be affected, but it's for us to learn that when we are coming to the masjid, the malaika, they shouldn't be offended by any smell in the mouth, nor should we offend any musalli by having any bad odor on us. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, lawla nashuqqa ala ummati aw ala nasi, lamartuhum bisiwaki ma'a kulli salatin. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it was not for my fear of overburdening my ummah or overburdening the people, I would have ordered them to use the miswak for every salah. I would have commanded them to use the miswak for every salah. In other words, it was the desire of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we use the miswak, but he didn't make it a command. If he made it a command, it would have been necessary upon us and we would have been sinful for not doing it. However, it is still something that is emphasized. From this we understand that it was a desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should be using this miswak for every salah. عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام من النوم يشو صفاه بالسواك متفق عليه. حضرت حذيفة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he used to wake up for the night salah, in other words for the tahajjud salah, he would clean his mouth with the miswak. Here again Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, first thing he would do is he would clean his mouth with the salah. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنه عنها قالت كنا نعد لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سواكه وطهوره فيبعث الله ما يشاء أن يبعثه من الليل فيتسوك ويتوضأ ويصلي. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that we used to prepare for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم the miswak and the wuzu water. So they would keep it ready because they know that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would wake up, and he would want to use the miswak, he would need the water. So beforehand we would keep it ready. This is what you call true love. They had that genuine love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And beforehand they already thinking that what would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need when he would wake up. He would need his miswak, he would need his water. So beforehand they kept it ready. So it was already easy for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he would wake up. So then she goes on to explain that we would keep his miswak and his wuzu water ready. And Allah Ta'ala would make him wake up at whatever time of the night he will. Whatever time Allah Pak wanted to wake up Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Pak would wake him up. He would then use the miswak, perform wudu and perform salah. So this was the style of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One more hadith we do. An Anasin radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam akthartu alaykum fi siwak. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have repeatedly advised you to use the miswak. It shows that this miswak is something that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam encouraged, and it's something that we should also bring into our lives. When we say that this is a natural disposition, and from amongst them is using the miswak, what it means is that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, their lives was upon natural disposition. They would invite and they would call people towards this natural disposition. So this is a sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, that they would all clean their mouth. They would all use this miswak. So this is one of the things that is the sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should try and make it a point. Yes, one is a toothbrush. Nobody says the person can't use a toothbrush. By all means he may use a toothbrush, but doesn't mean he must neglect the sunnah of using the miswak. Tomorrow we'll do the method of using the miswak, how a person uses, at which point in the wuzu a person should use the miswak, etc. But there are many adab. There are many adab to do with the miswak and the benefits, and tomorrow also inshallah we'll do the different benefits there are of using the miswak. And if a person just suffices only on the toothbrush, then he'll lose out on the special reward and benefits that are mentioned in the hadith for using the miswak. May Allah give us tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.